Hello again, citizens. Looks like we're coming up on the end of things, and I do mean that quite literally. Good luck. From the darkness. I'm Randy Aspinwall, and as usual, I am 12 floors down under the ground beneath the mansion I inherited from my great-great-great-granduncle, Randy Carter. I got two guests with me here today who are really antsy. We're going to get to you guys, I promise. You know, but the first thing I got to do is let my co-hosts introduce themselves. So, guys, if you could do this in kind of a timely fashion, something's up with these guys. Their email was really urgent, and I want to kind of get to hearing them out. So, go ahead.
Time is really urgent here. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I am Lugutz the Ghoul.
So that's
L as in lover boy.
What the fuck?
O as in, oh, Lugutz, you animal.
Oh my
God. Are we really doing
this? Yeah.
Did you put
second O for ooh no. baby?
Oh, this is just bragging now.
He's
G for get it, you beast.
Is this stuff that you said?
What the hell is it? No.
This is
not
great.
You, Donald.
I love this.
You as an unbelievably sexy.
What is it, like your anniversary or something?
T as in that's the way I like it.
You fucking Antonio Banderas or
has
something?
Has it been a month already?
Yeah, seriously.
This is too something like that. And Z for as in zero chance for disappointment.
Wow.
Okay, we're going there.
That's very true.
All right. Okay.
Can we do this now?
Yes. We're all right. Donald, just introduce yourself quickly, please.
Okay.
And
I'm Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy, retired Boston Police Department.
Here it comes.
You guys remember that show MASH, right? Really quick.
Okay. Sure. MASH. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does Margaret Houlihan from MASH have in common with the Challenger astronauts?
Oh, this is a joke.
They both got fucked by Major Burns. Can we continue?
You asshole! You fucking ruined my joke!
Oh, what was that?
It was a volley. You set it up, you fool!
Whoa, did you guys hear that? It was like a...
It's over here, boy!
Jesus
come
Christ.
On!
What the fuck is that?
Wait, okay.
Julie, just introduce yourself.
I'm Julie the Ghost.
Okay, guys, what is going on here? What are you here for? What is that thing howling out in the abyss?
Well, I'm John St. John. Hi! Since we're all introducing ourselves. And this is my...
Stealing jokes.
Partner.
Well, let him talk. Just let him talk.
I'm Fadoosh.
Okay, he's your partner. Okay, so you guys are together. All right.
Business!
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply anything.
Platonic, yeah.
Okay. So, what brings you guys here?
We heard your podcasts in the past and figured you might be able to help us with a bit of an issue.
Oh,
perhaps.
Thank you. Did you subscribe?
Yes, and hopefully
did you leave us any stars?
Not yet.
Would you mind leaving a review?
Okay, he did. We share the same account.
Let him talk, Randy.
You're right. I'm sorry. Okay.
We are cohabitating a local loft where we keep our knickknacks and our antiquities that we plunder and pillage from our day job of grave robbing, let's say.
Is that not a night job?
It's a night job.
Well, it's a night job. Day job. You know, it's the phrasing. That's all. Yeah.
You guys are cohabitating? You're not together?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. What is that?
Okay.
What did you guys bring into my home?
Well, we were digging one night, and we decided to dig up a grave by the name of Jeffrey Necrom. McGamacon. Oh, I don't remember. I'm too nervous to say it.
Jeffrey?
That's not suspicious. Jeffrey, that's what stands out for you? Okay, go ahead.
It was the Necronomicon. That's it. That was the last name. Jeffrey Necronomicon. Necronomicon, yes.
Get on with it!
Well, we dug this up and we found an urn.
Ah, Jesus.
And there was ashes or dust or dirt in the urn, and we took it back and... Well... You know, it was my birthday, and Falouche wrapped it up for me and gave it to me as a surprise, and inside was an amulet. I thought he gave it to me.
Yeah, that's nice. So,
beautifully wrapped with purple and ribbon. Yes,
good with ribbon tying.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, you're good with ribbon tying. I'm sorry for the confusion. Everybody's kind of excited. What we'll all do is just take a breath. I know that everybody's a little nervous.
Yes.
We've got this
nervous here,
yes. Whatever that howling thing is out there. But if there's one thing I've learned is that you can't rush anything important. So let's really focus here and let's just take a breath and work through this. So maybe you guys could just tell me, how did you guys meet? You're giving each other presents. You're good at ribbon tying.
Floosh, you take over. I can't talk to this man. I'm getting angry.
Yeah, sir. Hi.
God, hurry up.
Yeah, I hear it. Just pretend it's not there.
I'm gonna shoot that.
I don't hear anything. Anyway,
yes. I'll go look around.
Well, we met. How do two grave robbers meet? You ask.
Grave robbers.
Well,
so you are said.
You are actual grave robbers.
Well,
yes.
I'm not judging.
You plunder, pillage, and rob. I mean, robbing is really it's a technical word, but we're...
I'm no longer a detective. I retired. You're fine.
They're not using it anymore, so there's statutes of limitations and things. Yeah, so.
Multiple perspectives and...
Okay.
Anyway, I stoked up my graveyard, and I chose the graves that I was going to get that night, and one of them I found was already plundered. So
okay.
I started looking around, and...
What do you normally do when you come across the hole that's already been plundered?
Jump right in, of course.
Well, it never happened before.
I mean, it's already been opened up for you, so it's like, you know.
Yeah. It never happened before, and, you know, I sort of sauntered across in the moonlight, and there on the other end was St. John doing the same thing. I had my shovel, he had his pickaxe, and...
I was also... You know, she looked hot, and the boobs were still there because they were implants, and they don't go anywhere while being in the ground. So I was fondling the goods, as they say.
What was the rest of the body like? Was it decomposed?
Sort of, but, you know,
but the boobs were still good, so it was
the
like...
The boobs are good, okay. And if you add lube, you bring the right amount of Crisco, you're good.
Okay, wait a minute. You won't admit to being gay, but you'll admit to fondling a dead body? Look, guys, you got your priorities wrong. You can get married now. It's okay.
Dude, he titty-fucked a corpse. This wasn't just, like, fondling a corpse. Do you hear what this man said?
I heard exactly what he said.
He saw...
I think it may have been transgender. There may have been a penis. I don't really know what I was sitting on. It was a large lump.
Well, that, you know what? We're not judgy here.
That could be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Well, he was digging, I was digging, and I saw the glint of his shovel in the moonlight and the sweat on his brow, and I said, right, there's a guy that I want to get to know.
Okay.
And I approached him. It was, you know, I was nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach. I threw up maybe once. But
all right.
So romantic.
I mean, you
and
just...
And then I offered, well, since, you know, it's 6 feet under, you know, one person digging 6 feet, it takes a while, so three for him, three for me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I could totally understand the magic of the moment, though. You got the full moon, he's digging, you just sausage some fun bags, and, like, you're really making this happen, right? So,
right. Well,
what do you...
I start at the top, he goes to the bottom, and then we converse in the middle.
So yeah. What comes next?
Depending on who's there.
It's like a underground scavenger hunt that you don't know what you're finding till you get down there.
You know, Julian Lucas, what do you think about this? I mean, honestly, like I think you guys need to come out of the closet, and it's okay to be in a relationship.
In layman's terms, it's come out of the coffin, please.
Wait a minute. Okay. Hey, you guys sword fight?
Donald,
I got swords back here. They look like guys that sword fight, you know, like with a katana blade.
We found swords before. We found swords.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Yes. There's been times you dig, you find different things. Depends on where you are. If you're in New Orleans, you might find a pirate sword here or there. And, you know, you could just
play around.
Right, yeah. More than that in New Orleans.
All right. So
you just discover what you can do.
Well, you know, if there's stuff there to play with, why not? You're going to just play. You want to have some fun while you're doing it. I mean, you're getting... Yeah. You're down, dirty, getting sweaty, getting, you know...
Yep, shorts.
Messing around with some other guy's junk. You just get in the moment.
Yes, sort of.
Sweating in the oldies, these guys.
Oh, that was actually a funny joke, Donald. Was that supposed to be a joke? I sometimes don't get these things. Anyway, let's just go to a commercial.
Flonsky Mountain Spring Water. the only water you need to hydrate while sitting on the shitter. It will help you evacuate those thoughts that you're having. In fact, Flokshki Mountain spring water is made with pooping in mind. So enjoy and sit back, relax, and have a Flokshki Mountain spring water. As we say in the locker rooms, hydrate as you defecate. For full links to our show, go to PotchkeyAudioChronicles.com or wherever podcasts can be heard.
What are the best cemeteries to hang out in? What's your favorite cemetery story?
Speaking of New Orleans, you know, you go there, you open up the one crypt and you've got 85 family members right there, and you don't have to worry about, you know, the smell's gone because it's been nice and cooked, especially if you go in the fall. You also get a little bit of the foliage here and there. So it's a very pretty, romantic place to be.
That leaf smell, that autumn smell, too, is really nice.
And then once you're done, you go over to Café Du Monde and you get a good cup of coffee and maybe a couple beignets to share. And you go through your pillage and plundering.
Okay.
That's sweet.
So everybody needs the good beignet.
Falouche, what's your role in all this? I mean, I don't know how to ask this question. Is one of you the leader?
Since we've met up, John St. John is usually the one deciding the decisions. But me, I'm what you would call a deboner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like
I
a fluffer?
That much.
More like a gimp.
Deboner? You can unfuck someone?
Well, think of it like, some people
was funny. Now that was a joke. That I got.
Like some people like bone chicken, other people like boneless chicken. And, well, there's a market for that. But when it comes to bodies... some people don't like bones in their bodies.
No, that's a good question, Lou. Do you prefer traditional or boneless bodies?
We usually prefer boned bodies because we take the bones out and then we leave it for anyone else interested.
Yeah, but you don't eat them. Lucas eats them. Lucas, do you like the traditional or the boneless?
No, traditional. I mean, I go way back. I mean, I'm old school.
Mr. Lucas, haven't I seen you down in New Orleans? I mean, you kind of make into, you go into the crypts and you add water and make it into like a quick soup.
Yeah, I love snacking in New Orleans. It's, real nice Cajun flavor to it, spicy.
I'm getting used to this. All right,
so people could make jambalaya out of dead people, Lou.
We keep hearing, I can't help anymore, but, I can hear it, right? I can hear whatever this thing is out in the abyss. Tell me exactly what it is you came here for?
So, again, going back to this urn and this amulet thing, since we found it, we've been hearing this dog howl and growling and snarling and...
Whoa, like that.
There it is again.
Okay. So what is that? And why did you bring it to my house?
Because we thought there was a protective force field, you said, and we couldn't get in.
Well, clearly,
no, we can't get out.
And clearly you have a Detective O'Shaughnessy here who's got an arsenal of weapons who can protect us.
That's true.
You know what? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Donald, you got that gun you shot Al with?
Oh yeah, this one.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So tell us more. You've been hearing this howling, this dog thing, like, and it started around this urn, and you said something about a talisman.
Well,
I can talk over it if you.
Yes, go ahead.
We were out, two grave robbers, we found this nice mound.
Okay.
It seemed fertile and sounded like there would be good prospect there, so we dug it up and we found this urn with a amulet on the inside. We took out all the ashes, of course, and took it back home, and well, we didn't think anything of it, but then these howling noises started happening, which never happened before.
All right. Julie, does this sound like anything that's familiar to you?
No.
Lou?
No.
You hear about anything like this?
No, just when I'm howling at Julie.
Detective, anything
yeah.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I've never, you know what, serious. This is new to me. I mean, I've had gator dogs, but nothing like that.
Listen, why don't you call up Crow Chuckle? He got a hold of you first. You're the one that he seems to like you. You know, you guys have kind of a similar perversity, I guess. Why don't you give him a call?
Nah, he's way more perverted than me. Okay, I'll call him, but we're not going to Vermont because he's going to try to kill you, Randy.
Well, we don't have to go to Vermont. We just have to tell him we're going to go to Vermont. And maybe if we tell him, maybe we can get him to we'll let him do his gate here in exchange for helping these guys out. I mean, that's what I've always wanted my podcast to be. I wanted to reach out and bring people together. I wanted men to be able to come together and just really...
Well, I think we got that here.
Really find themselves.
Give me the phone.
It was kind of beautiful, though, the way you said that, Randy.
Thanks.
Hello?
Crow Chuckle. It's O'Shaughnessy.
Hold on one second. Oh, God. No, Helga, don't push so hard.
Hey, take it. Oh,
my God.
No. No, I'm just getting my daily enema.
Jesus. Hey, yogurt works.
No, coffee. Gets me right up. So, Detective, I assume you're calling to accept my invitation to come up to Vermont. Oh, damn it, Helga! I can't hold it in!
Not right this moment, but we'll talk about that later. But,
standing in my poop right now. Can you hurry?
Yeah, there's these two guys here, Flush Toilet and somebody else, and they stole... Okay. They're grave robbers. They stole some pearl necklace from some bird.
It was an amulet,
omelet or whatever. And now they're being followed by this growling thing. I don't know what the hell. They want to know what the hell it is. I want to know what the hell it is.
Bollocks, you fool.
Can you describe this amulet to me, sir, with the sexy voice?
It's in the shape of... Like, it's eight-sided, it's yellowish. If you hold it up to the light, it looks like it's got a little bit of an eyeball inside.
Well, that describes quite a few of the magically lost amulets, but where did you find it, sir?
Oh, in a grave under the name of Jeff Necronomicon.
Oh, no! That's not a real grave! We buried that there to keep it safe so nobody would find it. You gentlemen are pretty much dead. There's not really much we can do. You're currently under the curse of Dave Dasselhoff. He was an ancient Germanic pagan god who was worshipped by secret sects in Holland, and they have a Eucharist of waffles, and he's in league with your cult of Haster, Detective.
David Hasselhoff is in league with the cult of Hester?
No, not David Hasselhoff. Dave Dasselhoff. He's the god. Dave, they both do like cheeseburgers. I've seen the videos. But they have links to Hester and links to Sphincter and to Dave Thomas, who is the supplier of our cheeseburger grease.
There were no symbols anywhere around saying that it was evil.
Well, evil doesn't leave symbols. It just wants you to come and get it.
No wonder I craved a hamburger after we were done.
Well, it's wanting to fatten you up so that this hound can come and devour you and drag you off into the abyss.
A junior bacon cheeseburger sounds really good right now.
Listen, Detective, I need to let Helga clean up my poop from the floor.
Can you Frosty?
And I
How would you do
shower.
That?
I was okay. really... It was like a Frosty. Is that Julie? Hi, Julie.
Hi, Simon.
Yes.
I mean, we better go now.
What are you wearing, Simon. Julie?
She's a ghost. She doesn't have clothes. All right. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, and we'll talk later about Vermont, okay? See you later. Bye. I better get my flamethrower.
So you guys are pretty much dead, according to Simon. I mean, I don't know where to go from there, really.
There's gotta be something.
I'll get my flamethrower.
Can I sell this out? Anybody want to buy an amulet? Any gold charm? Oh my God!
I just dragged him out into the darkness.
Oh, wow, my God. I haven't seen that in a while.
Nothing in style.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. I mean, Simon said there's not really anything we could do. You guys shouldn't have fucked with this Day Vidasselhoff guy. What can we do for you?
What's going on, man?
I can't live without him.
I can't hear what he's saying.
I can't live without him.
See, you could have said you were gay. It's okay.
Yeah, everybody probably knows you're gay. It's okay. Listen, I'm sorry he's gone, though. There's nothing. I mean, you're probably going to be gone any minute now. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I mean, you're going to die. You know, the doom is coming for you. There's nothing we can do.
By the way, you like dug out grave.
What can we do for you?
I can't live without him. I need you to kill me.
Donald.
What? He wants to die. He's gonna die anyway. Do you really want that thing to do it?
You know, people are starting to listen to this show. I don't want to kill another person.
You can't do that anymore.
I can eat him.
He's begging. He's in pain.
Oh my God! It's coming up behind him.
He's gonna die. No! You gotta let him go.
Look, it's just dragging him back now into the darkness. Well, man, they'll be together forever.
He just got falooshed.
It was a messy killing. You can see that, Randy.
All right. Well, I guess we killed another guest. Well, two guests.
Well,
that was a messy killing.
That was not our fault.
No, it was not.
If you're out there, you know, email me. It's randy@livefromthedarkness.com. Come on the show. We haven't killed all of our guests. Have we? Most of them, right? We didn't do it. Shoot us a tweet. It's at Randy Aspinwall, at Detective Donald, at Julie the Ghost 1, and at Lugatz. Oh, man, I feel kind of bad for those guys. You know, and that being said, if you can get on Patreon and, you know, become a patron of the show, it's patreon.com/livefromthedarkness. If you want to be on the show, you know, we've got that $50 per month subscription tier that will give you access to hang out with us while we record the show every Sunday. You'll be with us from 3 to 5. And, you know, sometimes we need an audience member to take part, and that would be you. So if that's something you're interested in, you'd enjoy that, please give that a try. Am I missing anything? My brain is like, I just, that whole situation.
Julie, can you get us some whiskeys?
Oh, yeah.
I think that thing had chops.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add?
I'm Samantha Laws, and I play Julie the Ghost. You can at me at JulieTheGhost1.
Hi, this is Joey Starr. I play Lugatz the Ghoul. Subscribe to us because I'm sexy and you know it.
Hi, I'm Manny Silvera, and I play Donald O'Shaughnessy on Life from the Darkness. Catch us on Apple Podcasts. It's wicked awesome.
I'm Thorne Winter. I play Randy Aspinwall on the show, and thanks for listening to Live from the Darkness.
Hey, everybody. My name's Jason Yerricks. I was the Shadow Demon on the show today. Check out livefromthedarkness.com. You won't regret it.
Hi, this is Timothy Muller, and I play the part of Palouche on today's episode of Live from the Darkness. Check me out on Twitter at TiptoesTim.
Hi, I'm Eric in Horowitz. I play John St. John on today's lovely episode of Live from the Darkness. You can find me on Instagram at Eric_Witz10, and I also produce and write a scripted comedy podcast called Potchkey Audio Chronicles. We are online and on Instagram at Potchkey_audio_chronicles. And you can find us on all major podcast apps, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff.
Potchkey, what's that douchebag doing here?
Hey, who doesn't like the hero of a story that's a security guard that gets fired for his incompetence? Or maybe the partner that comes back home who used to work for a large internet company that we can't name because for fear of being sued. And what about a turkey that's a mayor? Or maybe some crazy Christmas poems? Perhaps you like playing with your bingo balls while eating breakfast, the most important meal of the day, while sitting back reading a brief history of Flokshki? Who's that? Or you're a furry, aren't you, that likes to sit on the mattress that the mafia has left off while drinking a cup of coffee that comes from a monkey's ass? Or with a side of dumplings from the lady who baked? All of these are little tiny glimpses of each episode of the Pochki Audio Chronicles. You can check us out on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, any podcast app that's out there. Or you can go to thepochkiaudiochronicles.com and look into some of our cases and who's in the cast. So go to Pochki Audio Chronicles and start listening.